Welcome to Drive Time Talks, an exclusive podcast for Toyota's policy drivers, the team members driving policy decisions that matter to Toyota. Coming to you from the nation's capital, I'm Donna Rudy from Government Affairs. Buckle up for this episode of Drive Time Talks. In this traffic report, trade matters. Just ask Chris Reynolds, Toyota Motor North America's Chief Administrative Officer of Manufacturing and Corporate Resources. Thank you, Chris, for joining our listeners today. You were in Washington with Jim Lenz to reinforce Toyota's growing $13 billion five-year investment in the U.S. Can you tell us about your meetings on Capitol Hill?
I sure can. I met with a number of members of Congress, ranging from Hakeem Jeffries, the new Democratic majority whip in the House, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, Senator Shelley Moore, Senator Doug Jones, Senator Roger Wicker, and those senators, if you notice, all came from states where we have facilities and where just that day we were thrilled to announce increasing investment in our wonderful manufacturing companies in each of those states. So I think the first thing I can say about those meetings is that everybody was glad to see me.
By chance, did the topic of auto tariffs come up?
Well, it wasn't by chance. We went in and we brought up Section 232. And what we talked about was how the tariff situation was kind of like a three-layer cake. Layer one was the USMCA status, you know, how we can move forward on finalizing NAFTA 2.0 or USMCA, because that gave us, not only Toyota, but many other automakers, a degree of certainty in our international value chain and our supply chain across Canada, U.S., and Mexico. The second layer we talked about were the steel and aluminum tariffs that are in place already and that, you know, have resulted in an increase in raw material costs, even though we get most of our steel and aluminum domestically. But what the tariffs do, of course, is they create a protected market and prices go up. But the third and perhaps biggest layer of our three-layer cake was Section 232. We made it clear that 232, if implemented, would act as a tax on the consumer and put in peril an already relatively flat auto market as we look out into 2019. You know, we kept pointing out to each of the members of Congress we met, particularly from those states that have our factories, that how ludicrous it is to call us threats to national security when in state after state after state, we're actually guarantors of national economic success. And we did ask them, what's the status? The answer we got back is no one really knows. I mean, we haven't seen the finding yet. And there was one member who I'm not going to identify, but one member of Congress kind of believed that maybe the Commerce Department went the other way and found that we weren't a national security threat. And that might account for the conclusion not being reached yet. But we're operating on the assumption that that's what the Commerce Department found, as the president wanted. And we're just waiting to see how the president will use this in discussions with Europe, the EU, and eventually Japan.
Is there anything you would like to say to our policy drivers as we wait patiently for the administration's 232 decision to become public?
Well, I think you can't go wrong by quoting Senator Mitch McConnell from the great state of Kentucky, the leader of the Senate. And what he said to us was, you have to keep the pressure on. You have to keep making noise. So, you know, I kind of expected him to say, gee, let's wait and see what happens after 232 comes out. To the contrary, his direction to us, And I think our direction to everybody to whom we're so grateful for being policy drivers, keep up the pressure. Don't relent. Don't relax. Make sure that your voices are heard, because the more pressure, unrelenting pressure we put on this, the more likely we'll have a better outcome. But if we go quiet, then, you know, people might assume that we're either asleep or satisfied. And of course, neither of those things is true. Every member of Congress we spoke to was very impressed with our level of grassroots individual involvement. You know, they hear from folks in Washington, they hear from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce or the various auto associations, but they know and realize that behind what Toyota says are the policy drivers that are listening to this podcast, the individual team members, the dealers, all of whom live in their districts, live in their states. Believe me, they tell us they pay attention to you. So thanks for doing that.
Due to high volume in this rush hour segment, we're merging lanes. Constitution and Pennsylvania Avenues meet Toyota Government Affairs signature event of the year, the annual Washington fly-in. Well over 100 Toyota senior executives and team members gathered from across the company as one Toyota with suppliers and dealers for a two-day briefing on critical policy issues facing the company. Wearing wristbands saying failure is not an option, teams were pumped up and descended on the hill for one-on-one meetings with 80 members of Congress. Let's talk with some of our team members who represented their plants at this year's Washington fly-in. First up is Andre Hardiman, Bodywell Group leader from our plant in Mississippi, who tells us why he came to Washington.
I was chosen to come out here and really voice our concerns and let them know that Toyota is by no way and no means a national security threat. Our position on tariffs is that if you add tariffs to vehicles, that basically just adds an additional tax to the consumers. And so we want to avoid that at all costs. We met with all of our congressmen, we met with all of our senators, and the feedback that I got from them was that this idea of tariffs was a tool that the president was using as part of his negotiation. And we're hoping that the president does not follow through and try to add additional tariffs.
Also joining us is Shamea Morris, production engineering on the drivetrain side in West Virginia, who not only came out to meet with the West Virginia congressional delegation on auto tariffs, but she also talked about Toyota's commitment to women in manufacturing.
This has been a particularly special week because tomorrow I'm actually receiving a STEP award as an emerging leader. I feel extremely honored. I'm humbled. I'm in the presence of good company, Millie Marshall and Susan Elkington and my president, Leah Curry. So the STEP award, acronym for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Production, honors women across the manufacturing industry. These applicants were submitted by their peers and their managers from companies all across the nation. Out of 1,000, 130 women were selected.
Now let's talk with Quentin Harris, Toyota Indiana's team leader in West Paint, on what inspired him most.
Coming on this trip was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I'm eternally grateful for. Very inspiring with the many speakers that we had. It's giving us words of encouragement to do the impossible. It's inspired me to do more with my life as well. Sometimes we put barriers in front of us we think we can't reach because we're incapable or no one else in our family has, or we just don't have the time to. But if you have the right mindset, that anything is possible. One of the speakers that really stood out to me was the Congress lady from the state of Alabama and her passion for creating jobs there in Alabama.
Now let's meet Latasha Davis, 23-year team member at TMMK Kentucky, and hear what her message was on Capitol Hill today.
Our message today was to let Congress know that tariffs are bad for our company and that it could really harm or devastate our workers in general, hurting jobs, because if there's a tax, that means people are going to stop buying cars, production's going to go down, and people are going to lose their jobs.
Next up is Summer Valadez, Advanced Manufacturing Technician Program graduate and skilled team member at our San Antonio, Texas plant.
Today we were able to meet with all of our representatives. So my message to them was that the border slowdowns has started to affect our suppliers. If the border does shut down, it only will take a day and a half for our plant to shut down. That's 7,000 employees that are at risk. That's just at Toyota alone. So I can only imagine just the vast majority of how much Texas will be affected by this.
Now let's hear from Wendy West from our plant in Princeton, Indiana.
It was an honor to be part of this team and come here today and learn and be able to take back with me to Indiana and share my experience with other team members that I work with.
This state highway is headed for Kentucky. Toyota CEO Jim Lentz and Georgetown plant president Susan Elkington hosted the president's advisor and first daughter, Ivanka Trump, and Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin for a two-hour visit and panel discussion on workforce training. Let's go to the plant floor as they wrap up their discussion.
There's no greater asset than the American workforce, so I think we saw that today. I think we saw best-in-class example of the next generation of American manufacturing, which is high tech and advanced manufacturing. You saw the innovation, you saw the entrepreneurship in terms of real-time designs that were enhancing productivity that were coming directly from the employees to make their job more productive and more efficient. It was incredible to witness. So this has been an unbelievable trip. Thank you for welcoming me to Kentucky. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Now let's take a quick detour. Congress is going to the dogs. Bringing dogs to Capitol Hill, a tradition that goes back to the 1800s. Daily, canine companions roam the halls of Congress and around the workplace of some of the nation's most powerful people. When you see a dog, there's a human side to what's otherwise a very serious business, and it lightens that divisive mood. So who was it who said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog? Maybe President Truman was right after all. And that's it for Drive Time Talks. Thank you, policy drivers, for continuing to make the difference for Toyota. Stay engaged by following us on Twitter at Toyota Policy. This is Donna Rudy signing off from Washington. Mata Ayama Show. Until next time.